On radio, online and on mobile, this is Sports World from the BBC.
Hello from John Bennett. With Lee on his winter break, I was in the Sports World seat on Saturday, and one of my guests was Alan Kerbishley, the former Premier League manager. He joined me on the Sports World team. He was a very topical guest. He was dismissed by Fulham last week after just a few months in the role as first team technical director. Assistant coach Ray Wilkins and the head coach René Meulensteen were also let go. Germany's Felix Magath is now in charge at Craven Cottage. He's the former Bayern Munich manager. So what was the week like for the man at the heart of the story?
Well, yeah, that's where I would have been, sitting up in the stands and observing. And, it was a little bit different, actually, for me the last 6 or 7 weeks, going to matches and wanting someone to win. I normally go to games and, impartial and perhaps doing commentaries. But I did enjoy the last 6 weeks, I must admit, although it came to an abrupt end.
Yeah, Felix Magath has taken over as the Fulham manager. It came as a shock to most people in the game and in the media. Did it come as a shock to you and the first team coach, René Meulensteen, as well?
Well, it did because, I wasn't involved in the decision making, and the last two performances, away to Man United and at home to Liverpool, showed a pickup in the form. And it was unlucky against Liverpool to lose in the last minute. So I felt that perhaps we'd be going into the West Brom game, but it's a results business. I think since Rennie's been in charge, not won too many games, and these decisions are made.
Was there ever any chance you could have stayed to work alongside Felix Magath? Did you have a meeting with him?
Well, I did meet him actually on Sunday, this much publicised training day, because We'd had such a hectic 6 weeks, and after the Liverpool game, Rennie gave the players and everybody, the staff, a few days off. But obviously, when Felix took over, he wanted the players back in as soon as possible. So I went in on the Sunday, had a brief meeting with him, and then went in on the Monday. But, it was clear then that he wanted a clean break from the existing staff. He wanted to bring his own staff in. And so that decision was made, and I can understand it. Lots of managers do that when they take over a football club, and that was the case.
You know all about saving a team from relegation. I remember when you led West Ham to 7 wins, I think it was, out of their last 9 games in 2007 when you were head coach at West Ham or manager at West Ham. They stayed up. Do you think the Fulham squad has what it takes under Felix Magath to avoid relegation?
Well, that was the conversation that I had with Rennie and with Felix, in all fairness, on the Sunday, that it's a must. 6 wins, it's a must to have any chance. And, he understood that. I think that he was well aware what was needed. And, starting this weekend at West Brom, who are in the fourth and bottom spot. So if West Brom get the result, they move that much further away. If Fulham can get the result, they're in amongst the pack. So he knows how important it is. But I think Fulham need at least 6 wins.
Yeah, lots been said about Felix Magath, some of his more eccentric ways of managing teams. What have you made of all the media reaction this week?
Well, I think it was going to be obvious. We don't know too much about him. So I think a lot of people were seeking past references and, ex-players and ex-chairmen, etc. So I think the publicity surrounding him going into Fulham, I think he answered the questions quite well in the press conference on Friday. I think, that was then. Talk to other players, you may get a different view. But I observed a couple of training sessions and, it was lively. The players do often respond to a new manager, new coach coming in. And I think that they're fully aware, the players, of the seriousness of the situation. So I think he's got everybody on board. And it's an interesting team selection because I had nothing to do with any team selection while I was at the club. But he's brought back Scott Parker, Hagerland, two vastly experienced players. He's brought De Jager in, who's German-speaking, to play down the right-hand side with Rita, who's German-speaking. Holtby is German-speaking. So, you can see a little bit of a trend there. But he has brought back a lot of experience in them, the first two players I mentioned. And, I did say to him that the players under Rennie, they were playing with a lot of confidence in terms of when they had the ball. But conceding goals was the problem. And, perhaps that's what he's worked on this week.